Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
I will never get back to the lane. Sam? Hallelujah. Keep your oil in your lamp. Don't let it go out. Don't let your oil go out. There was five foolish virgins and there was five wise. Praise God. So be a wise virgin. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because Jesus is coming back again. Praise God. Keep your oil in your lamp. Don't let it go out. Don't get stagnated. Don't get sidetracked by the enemy. Everything that's going on in this world, praise God, because Jesus is coming back again, and you don't want the door closed on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry coming to you live tonight. Praise God. We just rejoicing in the Lord, and thank God that we can rejoice in him, the Lord God, our Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a better song. Keep all the bridegroom is coming, and when he comes, don't let him find you with no oil in your lamp. You want to hear him say, "Well done." That's what you want to hear. Well done, thy good faith and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come now and let me make you ruler over many. Praise God. That's what we want to hear. We don't want God to turn us away, because truly the bridegroom is coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited in the Lord. Hallelujah. He's coming back for his children. It said he's coming back for his bride. And you is one of the brides. Hallelujah. And he's going to crown you with all good things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer, because I tell you, I'm excited. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are so good to us. You're so kind, God. You are awesome, God, on all your ways, God. Lord God, we come in before you thanking you, Lord God, for who you are to us, who you will be to us, oh God, what we are waiting on. We are awaiting on you, Lord God. So we say, Lord, script us. Strip us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Anything, oh God, anything, oh God, that's in us that shouldn't be, God. Take it out, God, take it out. Strengthen us, make us, mold us, shape us. Oh God, every day, this is a walk with you, oh God, to walk with you, for you to do your perfect work in our lives, oh God. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord is good. and his mercy endureth forever. His mercy. Nobody else, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that nobody else, nobody else don't have the grace that you have, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for our mothers, oh God, that have lost sons and daughters behind COVID. Oh God, behind prison walls, whatever, God, have lost mothers. Oh, Father God, Lord, we are praying for the strength of your children, God, that you build them up, oh, God, in their most holy faith, that they'll be able to stand in the midst of these evil times, oh, God. Deliver, oh, God, our children from drugs and alcohol and all these evil things, oh, God, up on this earth. Set them free, oh, God, Father God. Comfort those, oh, God, that need to be comforted tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I know your outstretched hand, oh, God, is outstretched, oh, God. And I know, Father God, oh, God, you're going to comfort every mother's heart, oh, God, or every family member's heart that's waiting for that son or that daughter to be released. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, heal, God. Oh, God, every hurt, God, that they have encountered. Oh, God, set them free, oh, God, from everything that the devil has tried to do to them. Oh, God, to try to turn them back. God, that, oh, God, we just worshiping you and giving you all the glory because the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are our Father. Oh, yes, God, we can call upon you. Praise God, you are our Father, and we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, yes, you are tuned in tonight to God's Favorite Ministry. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe COVID has ripped you or someone you know that's close to you. Maybe you might be dealing with some other type of sickness. Whatever you may be going through, praise God. But guess what? God got his angels. God got his angels in camp all about us. You know, I heard that today. And every time I read it, I hear it, I said, oh, God, thank you. You got your angels in camp all about us. You're protecting us. You're keeping us. You're leading us. You're guiding us. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Don't you know you got a God and angel? Don't you know God got everything that we need? Praise God. Hallelujah. God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts, whatever you're going through. Because Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is your Father, one you worship. Don't worship me. You don't worship anybody that's on here, even though I see many of you on here tonight. You worship the only one and true and living God, the one that created you, the one that made you and knows all. I don't know about you like he does. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's the maker. He's the one caused the breath to breathe in your body. I didn't. But he told me to pray you one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to prayer right now, praise God, hallelujah. And if there's anybody, praise God, that have a prayer request, praise God, will you please give us your prayer request at this time, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. I see Mother Stokes on our prayer warrior. Would you be our prayer warrior tonight, Mother Stokes, praise God.
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Praise God. Is there anybody that have a prayer request tonight? We want to bring it before the Lord. We want God to do great and mighty things. If you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone. This is how we hear your prayer request. If you press 1 on your phone, we will pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's our good pleasure to pray for you because the word says we want to obey the word. Praise God. The word is the only thing that is going to stand, that is going to last forever. The word heals. The word sets free. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God, which is God, he sent his word and he healed all our diseases. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Our first place person is Minister Gwen. Go ahead, dear.
Good evening, Pastor, and good evening to Mother Stokes and all the women, all the saints on the line. Amen. I'm just asking continued prayers for my family and especially for my son, James. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, dear. And the next person is Minister Sharon.
Good evening, everyone. I just want prayer for myself. I'm having problems with my lower back and my left hand going down from my thumb all the way down to my wrist. I got pain in that.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the next person. Okay, the next person is Sister Janice.
Good evening, everyone that's on the line. I'm just asking for prayer as me and my mom, we're in a warfare, and we just need the saints of God to pray with us as we go through. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, that was Minister Janice.
Okay.
Minister Zadie, go ahead.
Yes, I have my brother Garrett on the line, and here, Gary, you have a prayer request, brother?
Yeah.
Tell him what your prayer request.
I'd like to ask prayer for my body. My paralyzation. I'll keep my mind in prayer for peace. I've been sleeping better lately.
Cover your mouth.
Amen. And Sister Zadie, I would like to continue prayer for me and my family. My brother's name is Gary. My name is
Gary, and now Zadie.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it now. And Gary. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Zadie?
No, I was going to give my request now, and that is for the for my children. Their aunt has passed, and pray, you know, that particular family and all the bereaved families that's going through at this time. And just pray for my family that we all be saved and ready and waiting for the Lord's return.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, this is Sister Zadie, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I just want to make sure I get your names correct. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Go for it. Go for it.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this night at this hour, Lord, thanking you for what you have done already in the past for us and what you're going to do. And as I lift up Sister Gwen, and she remembers, God, how you have taken care of her once, you have taken care of twice, you have done it three times, and God, you know, you didn't bring her this far. Lord, to leave her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, God, she's believing you for her son, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in advance that you will take control of his days, and you will bless him, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You take control of the situation, Father. We lift them up right now to you, God. Oh, God, he's your child. The palm of your hands is up on him. When David was in distress, God, you released him. You brought it to pass, Lord God. You answered David, Lord God. And when David was in trouble, God, you brought it to pass. God, you answered him. And we are no shorter of words. Lord, you delivered David out of all, whatever he was going through, God, to deliver David. And just as you deliver David, Mother Gwen is going through healing. Mother Minister Gwen is going through process of healing right now, Lord God. And we know that she is healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for all the healing that you've already done for her. And God, we thank you for tonight. And now, Lord, we lift up Sister Sharon. To heal, for healing, oh God. You're Jehovah Rapha. And we thank you, Lord God, that she is healed. In Jesus' name, You spoke one word, you heal all diseases, God. All men, all, whatever that Sister Sharon is going through tonight, any pain, Lord God, we pray that you release that pain, God, because we came to you, Lord, and you said, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask you anything that's in your word and you will answer. Let us Sharon and on the battlefield for many a year. God, we thank you that you didn't bring her this far to leave. We thank you that she is healed in Jesus' name. Whatever situation she's gone through, the healing process, oh, God, grief or whatever she's gone through, Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are the healer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Sister Janet is behind a wall there, her and her mother. You know her mother's name, oh, God. Father, I thank you right now that you'll bring them out of this warfare. We know that because you are God, and you are everything, Lord God, that Sister Janice needs and her mother needs, Lord God. So she needs you to intercede into that, Father, whatever the warfare is, but you're either going through a storm or you're coming out of a storm. So, Lord, we thank you right now that she is coming out of this storm. We call it into being tonight. You said that we could call it, that we could speak the word, and it shall perform what it's sent out to do. And God, we ask you right now to touch whatever this needs to be, this warfare, oh God, and bring them out in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, I pray for her brother, Gary, Lord God. You know Gary, Father. You know his name, Father, in the name of Jesus. And he's asking you, Lord, for healing, and you have no respect of a person. If you heal one, you heal the other, Lord God. Whatever you do for us, you will heal all of us, Father. So now, Lord, we intercede for Brother Gary tonight. Father, if he wants a healing of his mind, healing of his body, heal the whole body. Father, according to Jeremiah 30:17, you promised him health and healing. And Father, we are giving it back to you. You promised it. And when you promise us something, that you will not back down. You're God that will not lie, according to Numbers 23:19. So, Father, we thank you right now that Brother Gary tonight is healed in Jesus' name. His mind is healed. All his whole body is healed in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we lift up Sister Janet. The family is going through grief. You told us that you, according to 1 Corinthians 1-4, that you sent your son Jesus to give us comfort. And so, God, I'm lifting up Sister Janice now for comfort in her home, comfort in her family, all of the family, Lord God, right now as they're going through grief. You know we love our people. And, God, no matter how often death comes, we do not get used to it. We can never get used to it because we love our loved ones. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Janice right now, Janet, and we know that she's been on the walk here for a long time. So, God, we know that you didn't bring her this far to leave her. None of us, Lord. So we want to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you. We pray for the healing of everyone on the line tonight, that God's healing virtue is flowing through you and you and you. Praise God. Tonight I need two readers. Sister Sharon, you don't feel like reading tonight, right?
I'll read for you, Minister Josh. I'll read for you.
Okay. All right. What about you, Minister G? Would you like to help me read tonight?
Are you talking to me, Minister Bernardo or Minister Gatlin?
Yeah, Minister Gatlin.
Okay.
But you can, Minister Gwynn, if you would like to. That was you, Minister Gwynn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you would like to read for me tonight as well?
I don't mind reading. I don't know if did Minister Gatlin, did she respond or? But I don't mind reading.
I didn't hear.
I didn't want to get ahead of her. Okay.
Right. I understand. All right. We have one more prayer request. Then I'm going to ask Minister Jackie Keys, will she sing us a song? Praise God. So let me take this last prayer request. Go ahead, Sister Brenda.
Yes, I just want to pray for all those, you know, those are in need of a healing, all those that are in need of a healing, no matter what the situation or what they're going through in their lives, all in need of a healing. Amen.
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 I pray for you. Father God,
okay.
In the name of Jesus, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praises tonight. Lord, as Sister Brenda come forth, Lord, asking for healing for everybody, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that everyone that's on this line, God, everyone that Sister Brenda is connected with, and everyone that Sister Pastor George is connected on this line, this prayer line, Lord God, tonight, that they are healed in Jesus' name, God. Father, healing, you promise us healing. According to Jeremiah 17 and 13, Jeremiah 30 and 17, God, you promise them health and healing. And God, I thank you right now that you're Jehovah Rapha, you are the healer, and we lift everyone up, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift even our administrators up. We lift our government up, Lord God, like Clinton, our past president, Father. We lift them up, O God. We lift up Biden and his wife, everyone, Lord God, who's in stand of a need, Lord God, on healing. Lord, we thank you that they're healed. And those who are maybe standing in financial blessing, they need a financial blessing. They need a home to stay in, O God. They need dwellings. Idle people, many of them are still don't have a home to stay in, Lord God. I ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, make a way for them next week, Lord God. Father, I put an ad time on it, God, because the FEMA is putting them out. They're out of the hotels, God. Some of them are sleeping underneath the bridges, sleeping under the Claiborne Bridge, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I passed by that Claiborne Bridge and put tears in my eyes. How the people are starting to sleep underneath the bridge. Lord, we thank you. And
one more, Sister Bowman.
Amen.
One more, Sister Bowman. Go for us, okay. Sister Bowman.
Good evening, everybody. I just want y'all to pray for my family. We did a cancer walk today for everyone that had cancer. And y'all just pray our strength that we continue doing what God, if he tells us to do it, we're going to do it. So I thank God put on our heart to walk for one of my husband that died with cancer and my mom and one of my brothers and his first cousin. She had breast cancer and it came back. So we did this walk today in the honor of the of the cancer walkers. And y'all just pray our strength that God will continue blessing us to do these walks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we did at our church. But I didn't walk with them today. But that's what they did. And they honored all the survivors and then prayed for the families that have lost their loved ones. I have lost my loved ones, too, my husband and my grandson. Father,
and pray for Pastor Alvin Travis. Keep praying for him that God will continue using him and let him come home soon with his family. Amen. Let that date come through. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God, we pray that Pastor Alvin, Father, you, when he go to whatever that probation officer, whatever, the hearing, Lord, I couldn't call it. Father, when you go to the hearing, that the people will see his heart, that these people, who those 12 people who used to be do the hearing, Lord God, that they will look at him and see that God is in him, the God that in him, not him, but the God that is in him, Father. And, Father, that he will be released to some of his family members, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that he will continue to carry your word. Father, I know how to feel when I've never been through it, but I just can imagine how you feel when the pastor, your friends, your husband, your anyone that's in jail, that Lord God, and some of them are guilty and some are not. And God, let you be the judge. Let you be the judge. Father, we pray the blessings of Abraham over him, and that as he gives the word every week, as sister, his sister said, God, that you will release him. Just keep on praying. Keep his focus on God. Amen. And now, Lord, I lift up a sister Bowman's prayer request for the cancer survivors, cancer people who have lost loved ones. Father, I lift them up, all the cancer survivors, Father. When the doctor gives you that report, oh, that's a hurting report. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, there is many of them have survived, God. When the doctor said that you're going to die, but God has the last word. Father, I thank you right now that that you are the cancer healer. You are the one that healed the cancer. So, God, we right now, I rebuke that cancer and cast it into the sea and remember it no more. And, God, for those who have lost loved ones, like I have, Sister Bowman have, Lord, we come to you tonight. God, as I read my Bible most of the whole day today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God, for comfort. Every time it comes on your mind, oh, yeah, it flashes on your mind, Lord God, but you're in the midst, and you sent your son, Jesus, to give us comfort. No matter how often that day death comes, we can never get used to it. So, God, I thank you right now for Sister Bowman and her family, all her family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right,
amen.
Go for it. Go for it, Minister Jackie Key.
Good evening. Can y'all hear me?
Good evening. Yes,
yes
ma'am.
Good evening. Amen. Just thank God for being on the line tonight. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Barrow way in the wilderness, he leads me. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. And he will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. The Lord will make. The Lord, he will make. He will make a way. He always will.
Yes, he will. Praise God. Well, tonight, briefly, I'm going to talk about, and I want my readers to go to Acts chapter 27. Sister Gwen, I want you to do 27, 13 through 38, and then Minister Sharon, you will do 39 through 44. We are talking about Paul on his sail to Italy. But my title is tonight is The Voyage to Heaven. We are on a voyage just like Paul. But is your mind centered on heaven as you're going through down here? Praise God. So I'm going to begin to read this first part, and then Sister Gwen will read the other. And when it was determined that he would sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus, saying, and entering into a ship of Adrenalium, we launch, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia. One Astartes, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And next day we touched at Sidon. And Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. And when we had launched thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds was contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Sicily and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, the city of Lystra. And there a centurion bound found a ship of Alexander sailing to Italy, and he put us therein. And when, and be careful on this journey. Don't let nobody sideswipe you or get on the wrong track. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce where some come over against centers, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmon. And hardly passing it, came unto a place which is called Fair Havens. Nigh unto was the city of Lasea. Now, when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous because of the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, sirs, I perceive this voyage that you are on. Come on, somebody, now listen to me. This voyage that you are on, there may be some hurt. Somebody better hear me tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Much damage. There may be some. You might get damaged in the rough, but that's all right. God's going to clean you up. Hallelujah. And lading and ship, but also our lives. Your life is at stake on this voyage. Is you going to keep your lamps trimmed as I played earlier? Praise God. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to the winter, the more part advised to depart thence also. And if by any means they might attain to Phoenix and there in winter. It might be in the winter time. You might go to some hard times, okay? And lie toward the northwest. Go forth, Minister Gwen, and go down to 38, from 13 to 38.
Yes, ma'am. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosened thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used help, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, straight sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest the next day, they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. and when neither sun nor stars in many days appear, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. This night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria. About midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the rope of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried, and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, this day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continue fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in all in the ship 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast the meat into the sea. And this is the King James Version. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be shouting. Because I'm going to get up with you. Come on, somebody.
Shouting. Go for God of mine.
Minister Sharon.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, go for it.
When it 39. Was good, they knew not, the land, but they discovered a certain creek where they saw, until which they were minded, if it was possible to thrust in the ship. Verse 40. And when they had taken up the anchor, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosen the rudder band. Oh my God! And hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made port sure. Verse 41. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could
God don't have no respect to a person. Come on.
Should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on board, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. I know I don't have time to finish it tonight, but praise God. Y'all need to go back and move that. God is going to take you through. Hallelujah. Anything that you face in this life, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what comes your way. Hallelujah. God is letting you know whatever voyage he got you on, praise God. There's going to be some storms.
My God.
My glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is going
to
be some storms in your life. And sometimes it don't look like, hallelujah, you're going to make it through, praise God. But
Father,
glory to be to God.
Speak
there's
going
to be some shipwreck in your life. There's going to be some shipwreck in your life, hallelujah. But my God, the God that I serve, I heard him say it in that scripture there.
Yes,
he said, the God I serve, hallelujah, hallelujah,
he
delivers. He even delivered the prisoners. Come
on, God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to talk about that land. Praise God. We are looking for that city. We on a voyage. Praise God. We are looking for that city called heaven. Praise God. That we are longing for, where the streets are paved with gold. Praise God. We have been told that when fishermen get ready to go out like they was on this boat and they had to throw some things over. They weren't fishing, but they was on a voyage. They was on a sail to go to Italy, praise God, Paul, and the centurion was. But praise all the way,
God.
All the way, praise God. God met him, praise God. Even though part of the ship, even they got on the wrong one because of somebody else, praise God. But hallelujah, even though the one they got on, part of the ship broke off. Hallelujah. I tell you, the devil will throw some darts at you, praise God. The devil wants to stop you. The devil wants to hinder you. He don't want you to go.
You better
no
preach
far.
In here.
Glory, hallelujah. He don't want you to make the next move. He don't want to be joyful. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to go where God wants you to go.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God said he wants you to glory, hallelujah. If God said he wants you to go this place or that place, you follow hard after Jesus. Because guess what?
My
you got some angel. Hallelujah. There was an angel there, y'all. Somebody come on. There was an angel there. Oh, the helper, praise God. You got to help her. And God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. There's an angel there. Oh, there's a compass on board. Hallelujah. And that compass, praise God, is the word of God. Stay in the word, praise God. It will give you direction. It will give you direction. We know that the word of God, Allah, hallelujah, is the Bible. It is our compass, praise God. Know the conditions of your ship. Know the conditions of your ship, what you in, praise God. You know whether you need a little bit more prayer. Hallelujah, praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
You
hallelujah,
know whether
Jesus.
You need a little bit more, praise God. You know whether you need
Lord.
To go before God, hallelujah, and call up on him more, praise God.
Yes, Father.
Do you need to pray?
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
what your
Lord.
Compass is like, praise God. What kind of repair do your what kind of a repair do you need? The word
thank
of
you,
God
Jesus.
Will repair you. Praise God. Be obedient. Be obedient to the word of God. You need to check your repairs because sometimes on the journey, like they was on here, if it's not up to par, it's going to break off. You're going to lose part of you.
My
and
God,
God
my
wants
God.
All of you. God wants all of you. God wants all of you. Praise God. Ephesians says,
yes,
put on the whole
armor.
Yes, he can.
Praise God. God bless everybody. Thank you, Jesus.